something that's getting a little bit of play publicly, and we haven't heard a lot about it on this side of the Capitol, but it is happening on the House side, and that is at least a couple of different measures related to impeachment of the governor.
That's right. Actually, there are three House bills that are articles of impeachment of the governor, each slightly different. They're not all on the same items. Some of them overlap in their issues. I think it's interesting, Dean, that you mentioned that we haven't heard much on this side, and there is a clear reason for that. The Senate no longer has a significant role in the impeachment process. As some of those who've accessed my website before know, the impeachment process, the trial for impeachment, was moved to the Supreme Court some years ago, back when the 1945 Constitution was enacted by the people. I don't think the people realized they were moving that over there at the time. And had they realized it, I think they probably would not have supported that move. But since then, we've become accustomed to letting those trials happen in the Supreme Court, even though 80% of the impeachment since that time, or since Missouri became a state, have been of judges. These are articles of impeachment against Governor Nixon, and they have to do with a number of things. One of the issues that was heard were the complaints that he has not fulfilled his duty in a reasonable time replace elected officials who, for one reason or another, have left their office, hence leaving those citizens unrepresented in the legislature. One of the instances that was testified to was one who was a constituent of Jason Smith. Jason Smith, now a congressman, U.S. congressman, was in the Missouri House, and his seat has been vacated for over 10 months, the entire legislative session, and so they have had no representation of their House district in that legislative session. I don't remember which of those bills had that as one of the articles of impeachment. There are three bills: House Resolution 380, House Resolution 476, and House Resolution 923, with three different sponsors. Of course, the point was that she felt completely abandoned in terms of any representation. This is a lady who has really fulfilled her duty exceptionally as a citizen. She first made significant appeals to have the seat filled, made all the calls that she could, and then eventually actually filed suit to see if the courts would impose upon the governor a writ requiring him to fill that seat, hold a special election, and fill that seat. And it's very interesting because when she spoke, as I understand the testimony, and I confess I was not able to attend the hearings, but I had a staff member attend and take detailed notes so that I would know exactly how this was progressing. As she was pursuing this, she was being told by the elected officials to whom she spoke that this was an arena for the courts, that this really needed the courts to decide. So she took her case to the courts, and she filed suit, and she got it to court. And once it was before the Circuit Court and the Court of Appeals, and then finally the Missouri Supreme Court, she was told that the court would not issue a ruling because this was a political issue, not a legal issue. And of course, which is the argument that I have been making, and others that are on my side of this argument have been making for years, is that impeachment is not a civil or criminal issue. It may involve those issues, but impeachment is a political issue. It's the resolution for an impeachment is either a release from those articles of impeachment found that they were not sufficient to remove a person from office, or it is removal from office. It results in no civil penalties, no jail time. And if the governor would in fact be convicted on any or all three of these articles, there would be no jail time. There would be only the removal from office. And that is a political, but she found that very frustrating because she took it to her elected officials and was told this is an issue for the courts. She took it to the courts and they said this is an issue for her elected officials. And now her frustration was expressed in, to whom do I go? You know, where do I go from here? So we have kind of locked that system out. I contend that one of the reasons that that effect is prevalent here is because we have moved the trials to the Supreme Court, and we no longer have a clear path to impeachment as checks and balances. Another witness that shared was from Lawrence County, and he was among the 163,000 people whose data was shared by the Department of Revenue. The questioning of him, I understand, was mostly adversarial, mostly from attorneys who claimed that there was no standing, there was no legal offense, there was no violation here, there was nothing that he could be charged with. Again, demonstrating a total misunderstanding of the impeachment process. Their defense, of course, seemed rather empty to people who were informed. His concerns were over that data that was released, and that claim was that the governor, who is ultimately responsible for the department that released it, should be accountable. And he did not fulfill his constitutional duty to protect that data, to hold that department accountable, and therefore should be impeached. There also, was concerned just about the privacy issue as well. One of the witnesses, when having heard much of the other testimony and heard the questioning and heard several of the representatives on the committee rather sarcastically discount, I guess, the testimony of witnesses ahead of him, said, you know, to whom can you turn when you have complaints like this, that you're unrepresented or that your data has been released or that the governor has completely ignored an element of the Constitution passed overwhelmingly by the people of Missouri in the arena of same-sex marriages and allowing that tax privilege to same-sex marriages when our Constitution clearly does not recognize that as a marriage. These were all issues that were brought before the committee. There was an attempt to discount each of them as it's not criminally prosecutable, therefore it really shouldn't be heard. I am disappointed that committee, made up largely of attorneys, it was the Judiciary Committee in the House, showed either a disregard or a misunderstanding of the entire impeachment process. Well, I think several of the witnesses, but one in particular, tried to point out to the committee on numerous occasions that this is not a civil law, this is not a criminal law process, it is political, it only removes a person from office just like an election would. That's what we do in elections. We either put people in office or we take them out of office, and this is a political process. This same witness also was careful to point out that the committee was not being asked to impeach the governor. They were being asked to send articles of impeachment to the Missouri House and let the entire Missouri House hear those articles, determine whether they were reasonable or unreasonable in terms of removing a governor from office, whether he had fulfilled his duty and his oath to the Constitution and to do his duty, or whether he had not. And in the minds of reasonable people, that's where that should be determined. I am hoping that there is at least a vote of that committee to find out who would support a true impeachment process and who would not.